Hello, everyone. This is Steve Adams from Tiger Performance Institute with this month's audio lesson on the Stay Interview, a key business building tool. Staffing a winning company today is more difficult than ever because the business environment is presenting us three unique challenges. First, the government is paying people not to work. So overcoming that obstacle is a real challenge. Now, I understand it's temporary, but it's still a challenge nevertheless. Secondly, there are less people at most age ranges than in the past due to shrinking birth rates. And third, our culture, in my personal opinion, doesn't reinforce the work ethic as it did 30 years ago. So the result is we are all competing for a shrinking talent pool. And one major report in the human resources world, titled the 2030 report, talks about the fact that globally there's going to be nearly 100 million jobs that are unfilled by 2030. And HR directors all over the world are really starting to worry about how they're going to fill the ranks. Well, what I'm talking about today is going to help you compete very effectively for people. Okay. So, solving this problem requires innovative and strategic thinking, not relying on old tired methods of the past. Peak performing companies attack this problem strategically by creating a culture where people want to be there and they resist leaving at all costs. And they actively tell their friends about working there. That's the kind of environment you want. One way to begin shifting the narrative in your culture is the Stay Interview. What is this? Well, most companies interview new staff up front, make the hiring decision, send an offer letter, process an onboarding package, and welcome the new person to the team. Most people never get another interview, just an annual review. When this is the only strategic time with the person each year, the value is limited to zero in terms of employee performance impact. A Stay Interview is simply a regularly scheduled interview with an existing employee. Conducting Stay Interviews are one of the best ways to create an exciting culture and play a pivotal role in increasing your overall retention rate of employees. However, there is a right way and a wrong way to conduct Stay Interviews. And knowing the best methods to interview employees can improve the overall outcome of this strategy. So this lesson is going to discuss what Stay Interviews are, how to do them, and a few of the best questions to ask during your Stay Interviews. So let's go deeper. A Stay Interview is an interview conducted with your current staff to discuss training progress, assess real-time performance, and assess their job satisfaction, as well as why employees are staying with you. During a Stay Interview, you ask each team member several questions with the goal of learning what makes your company a good place to work, as well as what may need to improve to increase employee retention. So this interview also forces leaders to shorten accounts with each person they lead and be transparent regarding how this employee is meeting or not meeting expectations. We used to say in my last company, you're like a stock. You're either going up or you're going down on a daily basis. It's never static. Well, there are several benefits to conducting Stay Interviews, including that these interviews can, number one, show your employees that you care about them. Secondly, help you build trust with your people. Third, increase communication. And fourth, accelerate training progression and skill development. Fifth, give you actionable information needed to make positive changes within the company because you're listening. And finally, provide you with patterns and data related to your employee turnover rates so that you can do something about it. All right, how do you do this? How do you do a Stay Interview? Well, the following steps are steps you can take to conduct the most effective Stay Interview. So number one, schedule a set time each month with each staff member. Now, you can break this down among leadership so that you're not doing all of them, of course, but every employee needs to have one. So however you decide to break that down, that's up to you. Secondly, explain this process in their onboarding meeting so that they can expect it and embrace it, actually look forward to it. Third, conduct stay interviews in their work area in an open setting rather than a closed door, okay? And number four, ask questions about their progress on training, their view on their performance, and their thoughts on working there. Number five, express your appreciation for the employee. Number six, follow up on details that came out of the interview. And then seven, use the information gathered to make positive changes. Okay, so that's kind of the summary. So number one, let's go a little more depth with each of these. Number one, schedule a set time each month with each staff member. Okay, so what you want to do here is you want to make sure that you schedule your stay interviews in advance and inform your employees of when they can expect to be interviewed. This gives employees time to prepare for the interview and ensures they are not taken by surprise when called in for a stay interview. This should be a very positive process that they come to look forward to every month. If they don't, they're either on the way to being terminated or you have a bad process, okay? So this is something to be positive that they look forward to that should fill their cup, if you will. Okay, secondly, explain this process in their onboarding meeting so they expect and embrace it. Let your employees know exactly what a stay interview is as well as why you're conducting them, that it's a positive career builder type exercise. Also, inform your employees of what to anticipate during the interview. Being open about the purpose of these interviews helps to build trust with employees and allows them to come to the interview at rest, at ease, excited to be there. They'll be armed with helpful answers and information as well. And over time, they'll also learn how to be honest with themselves about their performance rather than a made-up narrative to protect themselves because of the trust that you build with them, okay? Number three, conduct stay interviews in a safe, comfortable environment for your team. So performing stay interviews in a neutral environment can help the employees feel more comfortable and open. So for example, rather than conducting these interviews in your office behind closed doors, consider conducting them in an open area or in a more casual setting. The more comfortable your team members are and the more comfortable they feel during the stay interview, the more likely it is that they're going to be willing to answer your questions and communicate in a positive and helpful way and be more truthful with you, okay? So, do these things out in the open. Number four, ask the right questions. Asking the right questions during the stay interview may be the most important component of the process. So the questions you ask should be beneficial to both you, both your company as well as the employee themselves, and should be asked in a way that encourages them to be open and honest. Your questions should also portray that you care about that person's opinion and that what they say is going to be taken seriously, okay? So here's some great questions. And these are, I'm only going to give you some of these in the audio. The transcript that you have on your Tiger Performance app, or if you get the mail package, has all of them listed. One of them is, what is the most exciting part of your job? Another one is, what aspect of your job do you wish you could change? What factors contribute to you doing your best work? The one I always ask was, what objectives did you meet last month in terms of training? And then what training do you want to get done this month? And then I would always ask them, how do you rate your performance? And a lot of times they were tougher on themselves than I was, but it did catalyze great conversation. And that in turn help them understand what expectations were all the time, and there was short accounts. One of the big problems in leadership is leaders don't want to have the hard or crucial conversations, and then problems build up until they become at a break point, and then there's a blow up, and there's a mess to clean up. If you have short accounts, you don't have these messes. Number five, express your appreciation for the employee. This is kind of obvious, but be sure to express your appreciation for the employee participating in the interview as well as the work that they do in general. You know, you can just say something as simple as, we really appreciate your hard work and you're truly valued in what you do at the company. Something simple like that. Build them up, fill up their cup, okay? Number six, follow up on details that came out of the interview. So following up with employees after the interview shows that you appreciated their time and that you were truly listening to them during the interview. A follow-up email with a mention of something specific discussed should suffice, but every time you do something like that, it's just another deposit in the trust bank that you build with that team member. Number seven, use the information gathered to make positive changes. So taking notes and using the information gained during these interviews to make positive changes in your organization is key to benefiting from these. Okay, don't just go through the motions. Use this information. Decide how you will use it ahead of time and then act as soon as the interviews are complete to show your employees that you are serious about their feedback and improving the company where needed. Okay, this is a powerful, powerful tool if you harness it properly. All right, what are the best practices for stay interview? Okay, well, the following list that I'm going to read off here, and again, you've got it in your transcript, are the few best practices to keep in mind while doing this. Number one, ask questions that address both the positives and negatives of an employee's position, as well as questions about working for the company. When changes are made, let employees who contributed to the changes know and show appreciation for that. And then do not dismiss or trivialize an employee's answers or opinions, even if you don't agree with them. Okay, you gotta show that you are flexible and you're willing to consider their thoughts. Obviously, not everything they say is going to work, but find something you can get a hold of and use. Here's some final thoughts. You know, in prior lessons, I've shared three drivers that you can employ to create a world-class culture, to promote team flow, to drive intrinsic motivation. And those three drivers are purpose. And a transformative purpose, your team embraces and connects to something bigger than themselves. That's key, okay? That's first. Second, give them a path to mastery, a progression, if you will, to a better future by following a training plan that leads to mastery in their job. And then finally, empowerment, okay? Autonomy in their job due to their performance and their mastery of the skills necessary to perform at a high level in their role will ignite a flame of passion in their heart. And here's the really cool thing. Is the stay interview addresses numbers 2 and 3 directly by creating a training path and moving through it each month, formalized and reviewed in the monthly stay interview. You are systematizing training so that it actually happens consistently each month. And I would venture to guess that very few actual companies deliver on this and execute on this consistently month after month. Okay, this is something that gets pushed aside when the next crisis happens. You empower your team when they believe you will listen to the feedback that they give you in the stay interview. Okay, they will feel heard and this drives satisfaction with their job role. Additionally, you empower employees by eliminating poor communication. They know that you have their back, which leads them to move autonomously in the role, further driving commitment to the culture. And if you create this kind of winning culture with, you know, excessive turnover will become a thing of the past, and it will drive great customer loyalty from more capable people serving them and giving them a phenomenal experience. And, you know, I read a research report many years ago that if you can, you know, most companies employ loyalty scores are below 50%. And what this research report showed that if you could create an intrinsically motivating environment and you empowered people, your employee loyalty scores would go far above 50%. And the best performing companies, the most profitable companies in the world, all have that profile in terms of customer loyalty. So I want to challenge you, take this lesson and do something about it. No idea works unless you do the work, okay? You've learned something new, so you've got better awareness now. So as a leader, make better choices from that better awareness. And as you do, you're going to get better outcomes. So make the commitment to implementing the stay interview today and the three drivers of great culture in your business. Go do it today. And I want to hear about it somehow and your feedback in our community calls or emails to me or on social media. But go do this and watch your company explode. Thank you. Have a great month. I'll see you next month.